Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, today is our last day in the Shiurim on Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. As you probably noticed, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is here and there Halach L'maisa. It's not, we've discussed some of the Halach L'maisa cases. It's a little bit more academic. And our game plan for today is to summarize Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, as well as continue on being where we're up to, being Ma'ayin in the Ramah. So if you take a look in your booklet, the first page, I've slowly come to like this Sefer. Sfarim in general, I think for many of us in Limud, you know, Sfarim have a Motzim Echaver Lo Varaya, they sort of need to prove themselves. So this Sefer has come to prove itself as being an important tool. This is the Sefer Shiras Hayam, which does an excellent job summarizing and laying out the shitas. So if you take a look at page 297, he gives us a Sikum Hatnaim Kedei She'aser Yechoshev Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So he gives us 11 rules. Actually, most of them come from the Ramah that we only started on. But today is being Ma'aseif Kol HaMachanos, sort of bringing everything together in Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So let's go through his exhaustive list of 11 Tanayim that you need for a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Shafilu Be'elef Lo Batol. So, number one, I'm not going to repeat all the diunim on those things that we've done well already. Number one, he says, Dachka Min B'mino. We learned that a Min B'she'eno Mino Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is Batol. It's only Min B'mino. Number two, Dafka kishamatir osid lovo al kopanim, o kishiyachol lahatir es ha'iser belo hesed. We saw the shita of the Rajba that was quoted by the Mechaber in Sif Gimel that says that those things that are dependent on hotzos merubos, then in such a case it doesn't qualify as a davar sheyesh lo matirin. We spent a lot of time as far as that's concerned. I'll just add one more point. I'm very happy Yisrael came over to me and pushed me a little bit more in terms of the halacha lemaisa, in regards to taruvos of kalim, that if you have one kli that's not mutbal and it's mixed up amongst others, what is halacha lemaisa, lemaisa, lemaisa? So what's the halacha lemaisa? So we sort of see Pesach Frank, differentiate between those cases that are tzos merubos and not going with pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch. So the bottom line is the hard tzvi that we saw is Mekel, and it seems to be Meikra Dedina, one can most definitely go with that Hagdara. Go with the Shulchan Aruch. If it's Hotzos Merubos, then in such a case, then it wouldn't be a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. If it's not Hotzos Merubos, that's the Derech HaMelech to go with the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Miller Shlita was Machmir, based on a Lamdos that we said earlier, and that is that he very much liked the Lamdos to say that the Ran, according to the Ran, anything that is objectively something that is going to become mutter, so then in such a case, then it's considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. And if it's not going to become mutter, then in such a case, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. In other words, according to Iran, you don't take into account hotzos merubos or not. And Rav Miller felt, based on the above, that you could be mechalik between hagolas kalim and Tfilas Kalim, based on what we discussed already last week in terms of the Rav Shita, that Hagolas Kalim is something that's not something that's intrinsic, and Tfilas Kalim is something that is passively intrinsic. So Rav Miller made such a chiluk. We'll leave that on the side. But Meikar Dedina, we have the Shita, the Har Tzvi. Number three. The third condition of davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batol, dafka kishi iser lo yitkalkel ad sheyutar. We saw it in the mechaber in sif dalid that the mechaber told us that if you have something that is eventually going to become rancid, and when it becomes mutter is only when it's rancid, so then in such a case as well, it doesn't qualify as a davar sheyesh lo matirin. We're going to pick up b'siyata d'shmaya today on 4 through 11. We started some of it in the Ramah, but B'siyata D'Shmaya, I'd like to go back to a couple of the points and then wrap up. The Ramah tells us, Hadad Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin Siv Dalet, Haynu dafki mi iser be'en. Oshie shadayim ha-moshos ha-iser b'taruvas. Abba. Tamo batel. So the shita of the Ramah, which as you'll see, the shir, if you want to sneak a look at the Shiras Hayam, he'll summarize it that the Ramah is makel, but most poskim are machmir. This shita of the Ramah is that we don't say davar sheyesh matirin on something that is a tam. I want to point out where the Ramah is coming from. If you take a look in the Darkei Moshe, in Kuf Beis Beis, the Darkei Moshe points out that the Ran is machmir. And he says, Kosov Ran, davar sheyesh matirin da'osim mino be'elef, im nafal chaticha sheyesh lo heter l'toch rotev. So if you have a chaticha that falls inside rotev, E choser osa rotav enafal atok rotav acher mikri mimbimina v'osarach be'elef. So the Ramah points out, as we had in last week's booklet, that the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Yud Gimel are makel when it comes to those things that are have tam. So the Darkei Moshe already points out that the Tur is makel, so he's being makel against the Ran. Now, interestingly, if you go on in the Darkei Moshe adds something that's going to be important in making a real good laning on the Ramah over here. The Sunira, then the Darkei Moshe adds, and it seems to me more, the Lefi Divrei Ran Sarech Lomar, the Af Dover She'ini Surah Machmas Atzmo, Im Yesh Lo Matirin Osrim Be'elef. We have two categories in this Ramah. One is something that's Tam, and then we have a case of something that's not Isur Machmas Atzmo. So the Ramah puts the two together, and I'll explain what that means shortly. But let's see that in the words of the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, V'chein, it could be medayik in the word V'chein, V'chein, im eini sura machmas atzmoy bottle. If you have something that is isur, is not due to itself, so then in such a case is bottle. V'lochein, another V'chein, V'lochein, therefore, chaticha, the Ramah's example is going to be extremely controversial, we're going to focus on one part of it. Vilachein, and therefore, chaticha shelo nimlecha toch shloshi yamin, if you have a chaticha that hasn't been salted within 3 days, afal pi, sheyesh omrim demikri davar sheyesh lamatirin, holu muteris litzli, afilu achi betela, I'm not going to explain this afal pi yet, the eini sura elamachmas dama balua, but over there, when you have an item that hasn't been salted for 3 days, even if you're going to say that it, in theory, could be called a davar sheyesh lamatirin, but the iser over here is not an iser machmas atzma, it's only iser machmas dam habalua, because of the blood that is absorbed into the chaticha. Therefore, the Ramah says one could be makel. I did not see anybody say this black and white, but Lemia's daiti, the omek hadvarim in the Ramah, is the following. The Ramah starts off, he says the Ran is machmir on tam, and he even considers tam a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Then the Ramah disagrees, and he quotes many who disagree with him. The Ramah then goes on and says, and we could be also makel on an iser balua. The two topics, if you read the Darkei Moshe carefully, are connected. The Ran, who is machmir on tam, then the Ran, l'shitaso, the Darkei Moshe points out, also holds that it's possible to say davar sheyesh lamatirin on something which is simply balua, which in the second case of the Ramah is dam that is absorbed into a chaticha. However, once I hold, says the Ramah, that one could be makel, and he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen and others who says that you could be makel on tam, so too, he says there's room to be makel, even if you're going to have a havamina, that it's called a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Nevertheless, it could very well be that davar sheyesh lamatirin doesn't apply to an iser balua, it only applies to iser machmas atzmo. This is the hemshich, the way to read, I think, you'll fight about in the Beis Medrash, but I think this is the correct way of reading the Ramah. I didn't see anybody spell this out, but Lania's Daiti, that's the correct way of reading the Ramah. The two issues are connected, hence the V'chein V'lachein. Before we're ma'ayin into the Shitos, let's just understand the Ramah a little bit more. What the Ramah is making reference, there's a sentence here that I didn't explain. The Ramah is giving us two reasons of why the halacha is that Dam Balua is going to be mutter, the Torah's bittel, and it's not going to be a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Number one, it's Isser Balua. If it's an Isser Balua, The Ramah holds that davar sheyesh lo matirin doesn't apply to those things that are below. Just like we're arguing, the Ramah says it doesn't apply to those things with tam. The Ramah, though, adds there's another reason to be makil, and the Gra points out that the Ramah never meant to say that really dam beluah.